Hello and welcome to your GCSE Geography Revision podcast. I'm so glad you're here because today we're diving into one of the most important topics on your specification, uneven global development and its consequences. This topic is an absolute exam favourite, and by the end of this episode, you'll have everything you need to smash those questions. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Our world is deeply unequal. Some countries are wealthy, with excellent healthcare, strong education systems, clean water and high-speed internet. Others struggle with poverty, poor sanitation and limited opportunities. This inequality is what we call uneven development, and it has real, measurable consequences for billions of people's quality of life. That phrase, quality of life, is one you absolutely must use in your exam answers. Examiners will be looking for it. Before we look at the consequences, let's quickly remind ourselves of the key development indicators, the measures we use to compare countries. You need to know GDP per capita, which is the total economic output of a country divided by its population. You need to know the Human Development Index, or HDI, which combines income, education, and life expectancy into a single score between 0 and 1. And you need to know literacy rate and life expectancy. These are your go-to statistics in the exam. Right, let's move into the core of today's episode, the consequences of uneven development. I'm going to take you through 6 key areas, and for each one, think about a named example you can use in your answer. Examiners absolutely love specific case studies with real statistics. Consequence number 1, housing. In high-income countries like Norway, virtually everyone has access to safe, permanent housing. But in low-income countries, the picture is very different. In sub-Saharan Africa, around 62% of the urban population lives in informal settlements, what we often call slums. Think of Kibera in Nairobi, Kenya, one of the largest slums in Africa, where over 1 million people live in cramped, makeshift shelters with limited access to clean water or sanitation. Poor housing leads to the spread of disease, lack of privacy, and reduced safety. In your exam, housing is a brilliant point to develop with that Kibera example. Consequence number 2, health. In high-income countries, life expectancy is typically over 80 years. In Norway, it's 83 years. But in Niger, one of the world's least developed countries, life expectancy is just 62 years. Why? Because low-income countries often lack sufficient hospitals, trained doctors, medicines, and clean water. Infant mortality rates are much higher. Diseases like malaria, cholera, and tuberculosis, which are largely preventable in wealthy nations, continue to kill millions in lower-income countries. The HDI for Niger is just 0.394, compared to Norway's 0.961. That gap tells the whole story. Consequence number 3, education. In the United Kingdom, the literacy rate is 99%. In Niger, it's just 35%. When children, particularly girls, don't attend school, they miss out on the skills needed to access better employment, understand health information, and participate fully in society. Low literacy perpetuates the cycle of poverty. Examiners love it when you explain this cycle, the idea that one consequence of uneven development leads to another. That's called a multiplier effect, and using that term will earn you extra credit.
Consequence number 4, employment. In high-income countries, most workers are in formal employment. They have contracts, wages, and legal protections. In low-income countries, the informal economy dominates. In sub-Saharan Africa, around 86% of workers are in informal employment. Think street vendors, subsistence farmers, and casual labourers with no job security, no pension, and no sick pay. This makes it extremely difficult for families to save money, invest in education, or escape poverty. The lack of formal employment is both a consequence of uneven development and a cause of it continuing. Consequence number 5, technology. We live in an increasingly digital world, and access to technology is now a major factor in development. In Europe, around 87% of people use the internet. In sub-Saharan Africa, that figure is just 28%. This digital divide means that people in lower income countries miss out on e-commerce, online education, telemedicine, and global job markets. It's a consequence of uneven development that also makes it harder to close the development gap. In your exam, the term digital divide is one to use. It shows geographical vocabulary and will impress examiners. Consequence number six, food and water security. This is perhaps the most fundamental consequence of all. Around 2.2 billion people globally lack access to safely managed drinking water. In sub-Saharan Africa, 57% of the population lacks access to clean water. Compare that to Europe, where the figure is just 2%. Without clean water, people suffer from waterborne diseases, children miss school to collect water, often walking hours each day, and agricultural productivity suffers. Food insecurity affects around 828 million people globally, the vast majority in low-income countries. These are statistics worth memorising for your exam. Brilliant. Now let's talk exam technique, because this is where marks are won and lost. First, always use named examples. Vague answers like, in poorer countries, people have less access to healthcare, will only get you into level 1 or level 2. To reach level 3 or level 4, you need specifics. Say, in Niger, life expectancy is 62 years compared to 83 years in Norway, reflecting the stark consequences of uneven development on health outcomes. That's a level 3 or 4 response right there. Second, use geographical terminology. Words like HDI, GDP per capita, digital divide, informal economy, multiplier effect, and development gap show the examiner you understand the subject at a high level. Every time you use a precise geographical term correctly, you're signalling that you deserve the higher marks. Third, watch your command words. If the question says describe, give two or three clear statements with supporting data. If it says explain, you must show cause and effect. Use connective phrases like this means that, as a result, and this leads to. If it says assess or evaluate, you need to weigh up different sides and reach a judgment. Now, let's do a quickfire recall quiz. Cover up your notes and see how many you can answer. Question 1. What does HDI stand for, and what three things does it measure? Human Development Index. It measures income, education, and life expectancy. Question 2. What is Niger's literacy rate? 35%. Question 3. What percentage of sub-Saharan Africa's workers are in informal employment? 86%. Question 4. Name a specific example of a slum settlement and its location. Kibera in Nairobi, Kenya. Question 5. What is the digital divide? The gap in internet and technology access between high-income and low-income countries. How did you do?